Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Craig Jones on the line with me. And Craig, let the people know about what you do. You're a painter, an artist. Let us know what's going on.
Okay, all right. First of all, thank you for having me. This is like my first time, so I'm like excited and nervous. But I'm a self-taught graphite artist.
Uh-huh.
And I specialize in commemorative portraits.
Okay.
Custom pieces. I also do logo design and consulting, merchandise design.
Nice.
Anything artistic.
You know, that's a word people use. You know, they would say you're an artist. And if I said, Craig, you're an artist, what would that mean to you?
That's a good one. Sharing my story with others, letting them know that they're not alone. I create messages, inspiration to share my own experiences, mainly to, you know, I truly, truly believe this in my spirit, that we just don't encourage our kids anymore. So, you know, in my work, there's a lot of encouragement.
Now, you say self-taught. How did you even begin thinking about becoming a graphite artist or doing paintings and portraits and stuff like that?
Well, actually, I was about 6-7 years old, and it was more or less a competition between me and a buddy of mine, Jeff Bell Winchester. And over the years, I kept drawing, and he moved more into music. And I guess it just kind of went from there, kind of played with different mediums over the years. And I got a hold of some graphite pencils, and I was like, wow, this is sweet. So I've been using it ever since.
And what's the difference in the mediums? Like you said, the graphite pencils, charcoal, acrylic. How did you prefer one over the other?
It's texture, manageability, the darkness. For me, the darker, the better. Things like that. Charcoal is, like I said before, it is a mess all the way over. I mean, it's so fine. You know, when you lay it, when you put it in the paper, it like kind of like evaporates.
Oh, okay.
And it just goes over absolutely everything.
Mm.
So I agree, I don't try to use it anymore. But graphite has always been good to me.
Yeah.
It really has. It really, really has. Acrylic, I'm really not on that sure about. I really can't speak on other mediums because that's not really my thing.
Okay.
But I would like to, you know, learn how to actually paint using acrylic.
Okay.
One day.
So how do you plan out or prep for a portrait, so to speak? Like, what's your process like?
Prayer.
Amen.
Point blank prayer. I pray over my pencils, my erasers, my pencil sharpeners, my blenders. I pray over the paper. I pray over the music that I listen to. First and foremost, prayer. And then I get my stuff together, you know, get a little organized. If I have a portrait to do, I can usually get it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Have them text me a picture, and I can usually do pretty good, you know, drawing it from my phone.
Wow.
I just recently got a tablet, so it's easier.
Right. So do you do paper and canvas or just paper?
Paper right now. Mixed media paper. It's heavy. Good tones, good values with it. It's durable. Yeah, it's just good paper for me all the way around. And my style is very unique, so the paper has to be durable enough to take it.
Oh, okay. Now, have you ever painted a series?
I did the Hands of God series.
Mm-hmm.
A series of original pieces depicting, you know, just the hands, right?
Right.
All my life I've been walking in favor. And I've always been in his hands, and I didn't even know it.
My
God. Until I got older and then past 3 years. So I'm always in his hands.
Mm.
You know, it's always protecting us, always covering us. So the hands is a very, very important thing for me.
Yeah, I saw some of those paintings, and they were, like, amazing. So, yeah. That's good. That's good. I like that response that you knew and you can feel that you're always in his hands. That you trying to make me shout over here in the middle of the interview. We can't be doing all of that.
So put some praise on it.
That's right, right. Put a praise on it. That's right. Well, amen. So you've been fortunate to be in galleries and distribute your art. What was one of the pivotal moments you said to yourself, I really have this gift?
It was a long time ago. My family are like really big on potential and pushing that potential, exposing it.
Nice.
And using it.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncle always said from Winchester, he always told me, he said, before he passed, he's crazy, you're going to draw yourself right out of Winchester. And then that's when I knew. That's when I knew that I was working with something.
Okay.
It's gotten me through so much. I went through a whole lot of things in my life, I'm telling you.
Right.
All I need is a paper and a pencil and I'm good.
Do you consider yourself a contemporary artist, or what category would you put yourself in if you even consider putting yourself in a category?
Animated realism.
And besides people, what do you enjoy painting, like animals or skylines?
I love drawing whatever is on my spirit.
Okay. Do you have a favorite drawing? Is there something that you drew that you like, this is it, this is my favorite? Or you haven't drawn it yet?
I've got quite a few pieces that I'm really, really proud of. My first half, that is, it's a very personal piece. It's a powerful piece. I'm hoping that it's encouraging to others.
Mm-hmm.
It's a collage that depicts different seasons of my life. You know, some of the things that I endured, and I share that in this particular piece.
Do you do prints, like to sell prints, or have you looked into having your work in any kind of books?
Prints, we have looked into, having a little bit of an issue finding the right people. But that's pretty much as far as we've gotten so far.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still new to this.
Okay.
Thinking of actual business of art, you know what I mean?
Right.
I just draw stuff. I let them take care of everything else.
I love it.
She cracks up when I call her corporate.
Uh-huh.
I believe that most women are corporate.
Well, that's excellent that you have your wife's full support. It's the team that makes the dream work, right?
That's right. I have this piece called The Cherub. I didn't know that I was drawing it accurately. I have read the scripture before,
uh-huh.
like a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't like pay a whole lot of attention to it or study it or anything like that. And I just started drawing. I'm sitting there at my table, got to my prayer, and I'm looking at this 18 by 24 sheet of paper, and I just start drawing. And I realized I was drawing the cherub.
Wow.
As it says precisely in the Bible. I didn't know that.
Wow.
So I drew it, and for real, that's probably like one of my favorites. It wasn't until after I finished the piece that I did look it up, and it was exactly how I drew it.
Man.
Which could only be the Holy Spirit, and I can't explain it no other way.
Right. So you say you're new to this. Are there any other artists that you kind of favor or look at?
Deontay Wilder is one of my favorite ones. Van Wentz, Johanna. My all-time favorite is Van Gogh.
Okay. Have you looked into the NFTs?
No, okay. I haven't.
Okay. Is there a specific place you like to go to do art? You know, do you set up anywhere? You might have a place in your house, but can you draw anywhere, or do you need a specific space?
I can draw anywhere. I mean, I'm drawing the penitentiary. I can draw anywhere. Anywhere, literally.
Right.
But I like just go right on upstairs to the office.
Right. Right.
And I'm good.
Now, being self-taught, are you able to reteach that to someone else? Would you be able to show someone else how to draw?
I could. I believe I could.
Okay.
I've never done it before, but I do believe that I could. Absolutely. I believe it.
And has there ever been a time where you thought about teaching maybe younger kids or maybe the youth at your church?
Yes. There was somewhat of an opportunity and it kind of fell through, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one door closes, another one opens up. So it was up for a local high school here. And it just wasn't lining up.
Right.
You know, so it's like, oh, okay, I ain't tripping. So kept it moving.
You've celebrated Black History Month. Is there a specific piece that you do for Black History Month or a series that you present?
I have the Kings, Martin and Coretta, and I have the Obamas, and I have the Vice President, the big person, like Rosa Parks. I did have Maggie Walker, Frederick Douglass.
Right. Are those available in prints, or have you considered putting them? Can you put that in print?
I don't know.
Okay. So I always wondered about that. Artists who draw.
Our research is continuing.
Okay. Well, listen, I thank you so much for coming through, Craig, and it's been a pleasure meeting you and actually seeing your work. Super amazing. Can you let the people know how they can reach you? You have a website or your social media?
First of all, I want to thank you for having me. Yeah, this was awesome. I'm not nervous no more. I'm not tripping no more. So, but you know, saying you guys want to reach out, you know, I'm on Facebook, Craig Jones, and Instagram at JC Arts Co.
Thank you again for stopping through. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So as you continue to grow and expand in the art world, definitely allow us to be one of your media partners and just reach back out to us.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me. I hope it helps somebody out there, for real.
Yeah, you are more than welcome, and I'm sure they'll get the idea that, one, the fact that you're self-taught to just actually believe in yourself, that you're capable of doing what you want to do, and especially when you feel that tug to do it, that's God calling you into your purpose. So I'm sure.
That's it. There you go. Amen.
Amen. That's why I love talking to the saints. You know, they, I love it. I always love it. It's always like we are on one accord.
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. So you have a good day.
You too, darling. Bye-bye.